In 1986, I was at a windsurfing event in France, and on a no-wind day, we were on the beach, and some guy shows up with a kite in his hands and two water skis, or at least they looked like water skis. And he threw the kite up in the air, stepped into the skis while still on the sand. He slid across the sand and onto the water, and then just started going across the water being pulled by this kite. And he went around this point and disappeared. And we were scratching our heads because the wind was so light that day that we couldn't even windsurf. And we didn't see this guy again for about another 8 years.
Robbie Nash, Pete Cabrera, and myself were windsurfing together. And at that time, I got really interested in the kites. And I really started pursuing it and trying to understand how to build them. And at the time, everyone was against me for kite surfing, right? Everybody. Robbie was against me. Don't make another kite, Don. I will fire you from the company. It's over. Don't do it again. And because I was, putting all my energy instead of making windsurf sails, I was making the kites. He's, saying it jokingly, but he was starting to get worried, right? And so one day I was able to actually stay at Ukipa and kite there and not go downwind. And that was the day it all changed. Everyone's like, wow. So anyways, we had our first competition. Everybody was doing the windsurfing part, and then there was, a whole bunch of kite surfers doing their part. And I won the event, and they asked me to come up to the stage, and, Scott Drudon is the MC, and he says, "So, Don, what do you have to say?" And, and I'm, stuttering and very uncomfortable about being in front of people and whatever. And so the only thing I could say was, "Windsurfing sucks." And it was in front of all the younger generations of windsurfers and all the competition guys, and it was the Aloha Classic, right? It was a huge event. And the whole room went silent. And then they started to boo. And it just got worse and worse and worse. And at the time, I was like the leading face for design and for windsurfing, right? So for me to say windsurfing sucks, that was really bad. And they printed in every magazine. So that was the beginning of the end. And the next year, we sold, 20,000 kites.
The first advertisement that Nash did in 2000, well, actually in 1999 for the 2000 season, was introducing kite surfing. Absolutely, positively the wrong sport for 99.9% of the world's population. And that's how we promoted it. Like, this was so rad, so heavy and so dangerous. We didn't even want people to try it unless they were like full on ready to go for the extreme. And you look at it today and there's grandmothers and grandfathers and little kids and, pretty much anyone can learn to kite. It was not like that in the early days. Getting out and following your dreams and getting in the water and planning a trip to somewhere you've never been to go ride waves and chase wind and stuff is real. That's what real living is. I think what a lot of people forget as they grow up is that play is powerful and important. Everybody plays as a kid. And what happens is people grow up, they go to school, they go to college, they get a job, they get married, and the vast majority forget how to play. And they lose that element of play in their lives. And bringing that back into your life, falling down and getting up and brushing yourself off and trying again and learning something new is so, fulfilling. It puts life in your blood. And there aren't many sports that you can learn late in life that you're not going to be a total kook at or get hurt at or not really have fun at because you're just too old to get good. Kite surfing, you can learn when you're 60 years old and get good and have fun. You see me running out, 'cause I'm tired, I need some more.